and just try and clear up this whole side arc.
More or less, yeah. In a reasonable, non-too metagamey way, basically a just quick way to get you back to the group. I believe the biggest issue that we're going to run into is like time-wise.
Yeah.
As far as the time goes,
am I ahead of them?
You are behind them, but only by like a day and some change. The problem is that the journey to get to them is currently, if you were to like ride horseback or whatever, it's like multiple weeks.
Ooh.
Because well, you are, if you go to the world map real quick, you are right over here in Calmcrest. Let's see if, are you here? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Calmcrest. You're in
Calmcrest.
I need to get and to so what,
you
Judicar?
Have to go all the way
through
here and then up to Intellectia.
Oh, they're in Intellectia. 2,000 miles. Okay. Gotcha. It's not like metagaming though. If I've seen the big bird and I knew that that was transport, right?
Yeah. That's not metagaming at all. But previously in last session, just a quick recap for what we have. You noticed that the woman that owns the inn was talking about selling it. You found out that she lied about not being able to read.
Yeah.
Although that didn't really go anywhere, and you guys didn't further it very much. She didn't seem to lie out of malice. You guys went to the guard tower to try and collect your payment. Basically was told, ha ha ha, Mr. Lieutenant Sherman actually took complete credit for that and got promoted to a cushy job in the capital city. You guys said, no, actually, chased him down like maniacs, destroyed the wheel on his cart, and basically robbed him of money, but it was rightfully deserved. So you guys got some pretty decent money for that. Forgot this very crucial piece of information. You snuck up behind the watch commander and embarrassed the crap out of him by lifting him up in the chair and kind of bouncing him about a bit.
His salary must be pretty small, to be honest.
Yeah. After that, you guys went back to the warehouse over here to meet with your criminal organization, which, for the record, you've still not asked the name of. So, you know, we're just not worried about that, I guess.
That's on the agenda.
That's on the agenda. Basically got some information there. Learned that he made regular meetings with a person named Melfin. Then you had the genius idea of saying, hey, wait a minute, I know where that meeting place is. Went to it, basically trapped the man. Learned that he's a high elf that exclusively deals in dark elves. Mainly children, but that's only a subsequent effect of killing off the rest of the population. He was a foot soldier in the war, lost almost his entire family in the war. He believes that death is too kind to dark elves, and believes that they should permanently serve underneath high elves and even other races, which really does kind of drive home how little he thinks of dark elves.
And I thought I was bad, but like, damn.
It is implied, but not confirmed, that he is probably receiving help from somebody in the Thalassarian government. Then, in there basically establishes a 5% tax on all profits made by his illegal, illicit organization, before handing it over to you to be the sole proprietor of. And
Blank Incorporated.
He got information, went to meet somebody at the to north of town, hopped on a giant bird, and departed. We now continue where you are, I guess. Would you
still at the warehouse, right?
Sure. You probably kind of went outside the warehouse, probably just basically when you saw the bird. So you're currently standing outside the warehouse, and I am so freaking sorry.
You're good, man. You are good.
Nope. You know what? I'm just gonna fight through it. So we're gonna have to go standing mode for this.
What are you fighting through?
So remember this little thing known as I'm trying not to drink so much soda, specifically sugary soda. So I've been buying diet or zero sugar stuff. The problem is that the sweeteners that are in most diet sodas, a little thing called
stevia.
No, aspartame or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And like 10% of the population, it causes like digestional issues. Unfortunately, I live in that 10%. So
just drink water.
I would if water tasted good. Oh wait, I'm already trying water. I just thought sometimes I need soda.
You got the Aspen Gold mindset. Water doesn't taste good. Takes a sip of soda. Oh, that's so much better.
In my defense, Your Honor, water is good, but it's only good when you are thirsty. If you want the taste of soda, then water is just bad.
Get some gamer subs.
Like, if you go for a run or whatever, and you come back, and you go to drink water, it's like heavenly substance. But if you are, like, if you're just sitting, you know, working or whatever, and you're like, and I'd really love something to drink right now, you're not thinking, water. You're thinking, give me some sweet, sugary soda.
I would actually recommend you try, like, gamer subs or something like that. Gamer subs is really good for health.
Is it really? Am I really going to be the guy that likes taking titty milk?
Well, not that one specifically, but look at the ingredients list. If it intrigues you, it's actually not a bad price for the servings you get.
They got any that aren't e-girl related? Because 99% of these seem like e-girl related.
That's gamer subs for you. I mean, you can get a cherry limesicle. That one's good.
A V-card from them.
No. It's not a V card in what you're thinking. It's like Pokemon cards, but for VTubers.
I get it, but the fact that they call it a V card is funny.
Yeah. But no, like the ingredients, it might help you.
They are literally all anime girl references. Come on.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Ooh, never mind. Swagger Souls, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Swagger Souls looks like I could actually carry this around without being made fun of.
You just get it, tear off the label. Just tear it off. Just have a black jar.
I'm not going to do that. Plenty of vitamins.
Yeah, it's really good for that.
I'm looking to see if there's any sugar.
It is not. Sugar is off.
No sugar.
Yeah. It's made to be like a drink that people can drink, and it's not, like, really bad for you, but it still tastes pretty good. I've tried it myself. It's fine. Like, it's better than, like, Gatorade. It tastes better than Gatorade.
Hmm.
Less than soda, better than most. It's like, soda's here, it's here.
Okay, that's not bad.
And if you just want to try it, all you gotta do is give them your address, and you can get free samples.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you get 3 free sample things. I believe it's about a serving each. And you don't have to spend money. Free shipping, too, I believe, if you have the right code.
Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm going to grab a water, and we'll do that after. Oh, hello. Why are you sitting there so ominously? I know. Okay, sorry, good sir. I am back. And that walk helped with other problems, so I can sit back down.
But, yeah, you can try the free samples. It's worth it, at least, to try it and see if Absolutely. You even like the idea of it.
Okay. Anyways, so you are now outside the warehouse. What is your game plan?
What time is it? It's, like, nighttime, right?
That would be... Yes, it would be the sun has basically just recently set. So, give or take, 7:30, 8-ish.
Okay. I'm going to walk back into the warehouse. Where is that... I want to try and find the girl who's second in command.
Okay. For the record...
What was her name again?
Her name, if I pull it up real quick, is... Okay. That's really cool. I swear that I wrote this down somewhere. Let's see who can find it first.
Well, I don't have her name. I'm getting it ready to write it down. I'm getting back into notes taking because the last few sessions I was not taking notes because I forgot to.
Yeah, unfortunately, me too, Chief. Hang on, here we go. Oh, I remember. Why is this not showing up here? It was, you guys made fun of it for being, what a stripper name would be.
Oh, was it Crystal, or like Diamond, or Sapphire?
No, it was...
Destiny?
Hang on, just give me a second.
Ruby?
I don't know why this
Emerald?
Is... No!
Topaz? Adventuring?
Why can't I find...
yeah, okay. Bad DM. Boo!
Look, okay, I will admit I've been best at keeping notes just recently, but there's a reason for that.
Bad DM. Boo!
I'm going to show you a bad DM in a minute. Okay. It should be right here. Gosh. Doodly darn. Serenity. There it is.
Yes, it was that.
Okay, hang on. Okay. Apologies for that, because normally I'm far more organized than that, but, anyways. The Serenity was her name. Yes, whenever you go back in, she is still there. There are a couple more people inside the warehouse than, previously. You were kind of too busy earlier to notice. But there certainly seem to be more people than there were previously.
Yeah. Okay.
I had to pause for a moment because I want to make sure I was in your headphones.
You're there. You're there. Trust me. You're there. It's fine. So I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna locate her. Walk up to her. Actually, I won't walk up to her. I would just say her name and I'd be like, "Hey, you, meet me in my office in 5 minutes."
She kind of turns while she's talking to somebody with a clipboard in her hand, and she just kind of says, "Very well."
Yes, I'm the boss. And then I'm gonna go into there, and then I'm gonna like clear off the desk a bit and just like sit on their legs on the desk and just like I'm just gonna be like awaiting like this.
The oh gosh, okay.
The legs on the desk, everything like that.
Oh my gosh! After about 2 minutes, she enters and kind of noticing the way that you're sitting, because how can I help you?
Remember that thing you helped my companion with, the whole fast travel? thingy? Yes.
The giant eagle.
Yes, the giant eagle. How much would it cost to get a ride to Intellectia?
When did you need this?
Preferably within 3 days. I think 3 days is enough to get my things done in order.
3 days, that's certainly far sooner than normal. I'm not entirely sure. I would have to discuss with him.
Okay. We'll find that out. Other than that, keep me updated on anything to do with that Melfin guy.
Of course.
Yeah. That is it. Get back to your work. I'm just gonna be like, put my feet off the table, just be like, power.
Oh my gosh.
Next thing I would like to do is, is it bad that I kind of want to, like, rummage around this office to see if there's anything valuable?
I mean, you certainly could. You could also just ask her, and she would probably just give it to you.
Yeah, but, like, I need to look good in appearances. I can't be seen stealing stuff.
Excuse me. Do we have an Ein situation on our hands? Lord Ein soon again!
I need to look good in front of my employees.
Of course, of course. And just for those of us that don't understand, you know, those over there, why don't you just explain it for everyone?
Who's over who? Where? Is there other people in the room?
No. It was a joke about how Ainz always just says, oh, you know, well, yeah. You know, maybe they don't know. Maybe Mari doesn't know. So go ahead and explain the whole situation.
I love it.
Well, for the record, yes, there are some decently high quality things. Nothing that screams too high value. Yeah. Obviously, they seem to have been running a relatively bare bones operation up until recently. So there wasn't very much in terms of, you know, high quality items. They do have a couple things that make it stand out that they definitely have money, though. For example, on the on a armoire off to the side, kind of big dresser, they have on top on a stand what appears to be a solid gold dagger.
I'm inspecting it right now.
Okay. Is there anything you're hoping to find?
Is it magical?
Okay. You know, there is a decent chance that random thinking thing in the middle of a room just sitting on a pedestal, it might just be there for it to look pretty.
Solid gold, you know, true. But there's also that one chance there. It could have something special.
Okie dokie. Well, you are just casting Identify, right? Or are you trying
to... I don't have Identify, right?
So you're just trying to, like, look at it.
Well...
You're just staring really hard.
Let me check. Do I have Identify? No, I don't have Identify. I have Detect Magic. Actually, wait, yeah. Can I just cast Detect Magic on it?
Sure.
Yeah, because I have that. Yeah, I will cast Detect Magic.
What's the casting type for that?
I just forgot. The casting type?
Time.
Oh, the time. It's a duration up to 10 minutes.
Okay. It only costs one action. Okay. So after crisp 6 seconds of casting, you are able to, with relative confidence, say that this is nothing but a solid gold dagger.
Okay. What happens if I shake it? Do I hear something inside telling me to crack it open?
No. You don't hear anything, as it's a solid gold dagger.
Well... I tried. Anyways,
is this your equivalent of a door?
No. I know you. You put weird things in weird places. I have to check if something catches my eye. I'm going to take the gold dagger, and I'm just going to, like, put it in my bag. Is there a painting in this office?
They do have a painting, yes. I was going to mention that as well. Behind the boss's seat, you know, the thing that you would see whenever you walk in, there is a beautiful painting of what appears to be an owl. Just kind of perched up, kind of, you know, the generic picture of an owl where it's just kind of like turned staring that way. Almost as a, I'm kind of always watching you kind of intimidation type thing.
Is the owl actually looking to like the left or right?
No, it's looking directly forwards. Okay. So that way if somebody were sitting down in the seat, then the owl would be staring at them.
Okay, well, I would like to take the painting off the wall. Is there a safe behind the painting?
There is a safe behind the painting.
Yes!
There's a... what kind of what you'd expect from a medieval type safe, except there doesn't seem to be any easy way to access it. There isn't a keyhole or anything else. It just kind of has a handle that whenever you pull on, doesn't move.
Is there anything behind the painting? Like, if I take the painting off the wall and turn it around.
Like, looking at it? No, there's nothing right now.
Dang, I was kind of hoping there'd be just, like, an instruction manual that no one would see.
It's just the pin code. It just says, by the way, all you need to do is swipe down with your hands to bring up the main menu, and then... It's just boop, boop, boop.
Yep. Boop, yep. Boop. If there's a safe in here, I own the safe. Who was the original second in command? I was there when he got demoted.
The original second in command was a guy that you haven't seen since you guys originally kicked him out. So he probably either left or was delegated to other responsibilities.
Then I'm gonna peek my head out the door. Do I see Serenity?
Yes, she's currently talking to about three other people. They seem to be discussing basically new business plans for them going forwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just gonna peek out and be like, "Hey, you, my office, 3 minutes."
She just kind of turns and says, "Okay, very well." My guy's just having fun here, eh?
I'm just going to go sit down in the chair and just wait.
Okay.
I'm going to put the painting back up.
It's probably a good thing you said that. After, you know, about 2 minutes, she comes back and says, "Yes, what else can I help you?" She kind of pauses as she notices that the golden dagger is missing and just doesn't acknowledge. She says, what do you need?
So I am the boss of this establishment now. Would you say that? That's correct, yes?
Yes. I believe Ian Lair specifically said that you are to run all parts of this organization.
Yeah. Okay. Firstly, sorry for calling you like this. I'm shy around other people. Secondly, who is the previous second in command? And I'm gonna, like, lean in.
Well, I mean, I was the second in command to our original boss.
Oh, that's what I meant, yeah. Who was our boss? Who was your original boss?
It was, his real name was Clark. We never got a last name since we became under new management. He seems to have either run away or has gone into hiding. I'm not entirely sure why.
How hard would it be to find him?
Well, if that's your wish, it shouldn't be too difficult.
It's possible. Find him and bring him to me. I have some questions for him.
Very well. Is this in addition to figuring out transport to...
I would say this takes priority. So if you need to delay the trip, you can wait an extra day or two.
Very well. I'll get right on it.
Good.
As she kind of turns around. Oh, is there anything else I can help you with?
Anything else you can help me with? Don't do anything too shady. Try to keep it clean.
I'm afraid I fear that we've had a miscommunication. What do you mean by too shady? No,
so, like, when you find him and you get me transport, you know, keep it clean. Don't do anything too illegal. I don't want it to be tied to my
name. See. Keep it above board, then.
Yes.
I do have to warn you, though, that the use of giant eagles is prohibited in Levantia. Not so much in Bonchant, so arriving should be no problem. But just know that in Levantia, it is a crime.
It's fine. I mean, I could break a few laws here and there. I mean, they won't notice who I am if I put up my hood. I just put up the hood. Do I, like, disappear from her recognition?
If I remember correctly, the hood basically makes you harder to discern if they don't know you're there.
Ah, true. Okay, cool.
Let me validate that. Wisdom perception checks against you have disadvantage, and you have advantage on stealth checks. So okay. It only applies if you are already hidden.
Okay, I can just put my hood on. No one will even know it's me.
Very well. In that case, we will begin our search.
Good. Thank you.
Is there a particular reason we're searching for him?
Well, he was the previous owner of this establishment. I kind of need to know how things went. And also if he, you know, doesn't keep his mouth shut, then someone should.
I understand. Just to comment, he was only our leader in situations that a leader was required. For example, quick decisions, or if we were ever in a fight. For all real decisions, it was mainly a group decision. Generally held by popular vote.
By popular vote. I see, I understand. It's great to know.
But I will be in searching for him immediately.
Good.
As she turns around and leaves. You can hear from the other side of the door that she begins to bark orders about kind of where people need to go and what needs to start happening. She, after about a minute or two, she kind of pops her head back in. By the way, the armoire there is actually a passageway. There's an extra room back there that we sometimes use. Feel free to if you want to.
The where? Inside was it where the golden dagger was?
Underneath where the golden dagger is. Yeah, inside the armor there.
I knew you put something weird in a different place. I caught you out on it and you laughed. Very, very well. Go do your work.
she kind of just nods and turns around.
I'm gonna go as soon as the door closes. I'm going to the thing and I'm looking for the secret passageway.
As you open up the armoire, you kind of feel around the sides and the back. It has a fake back that you're able to easily scoot to the side, which reveals a short passageway to just another room. Bed. It's got a desk, general stuff like that. A general inn, essentially.
Is there any, like, files?
There is not.
Can I help you? I forget to put that up, mice. Yeah.
Am I on the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, so she just doesn't like me. Fair enough.
Is that Noah?
Yes, I told you I was doing this.
Tell him I say hi.
He's waving.
Help us.
Tell him about it.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Nothing. Okay, back to what I was doing. Thank you. Times like this, I wish I could put on noise cancellation.
Just click.
It's not a click, though, because the headphones aren't on.
Oh, because they're plugged into.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's the case, that means I don't have to pay for another trip to the inn. I would like to. I'll rest here.
Fantastic. We talking long rest, short rest?
I need a long rest.
Long rest.
I need to take all my spells and stuff.
Fantastic. Yeah. Nobody seems to bother you or anything. However, since because you don't actually sleep, you just meditate, right?
Yeah. Hey, sorry about that. We're good. So I kind of just meditate.
Okay.
So I obviously, I'm pretty sure 4 hours is a long rest for us, right?
I think it's 4 hours of, because 8 is regular.
8's regular, but I could have swore it was 4 hours for high and elves.
Trent, elves don't sleep. Instead, they meditate, remaining semi-conscious for 4 hours a day. While meditating, you can dream after a fashion. Some dreams are actually most exercises.
So long rest is 4 hours. Short rest is 2 hours.
Yeah, okay, wow.
We're lucky.
I guess after 30 minutes to an hour of your meditation, kind of shuffling of wood, as from the best that you can tell, they probably put the cover back on the secret entrance. Probably to keep you from being disturbed. But you finish your long rest.
Yeah. You just the shuffle of wood. I can just imagine the second in command walks in. Our boss again, forgetting to close the secret passageway. Can't believe I'm working under this man. Okay. I wake up, and then I'm gonna go back to the office. And I guess I'll make my way outside.
Okay.
Because I want to see if I can tie up anything. It sucks, but I'm gonna go back to the place I buried Melvin. Or Melfin. Because I forgot to rummage around his pockets. You might have information.
So, okay. Repeat your plan, I'm sorry?
I was going to wake up, leave the office, unless there's like an exit outside. I would like to go back to where I buried the elf that Yinlair killed.
Is there a particular reason why you told her to keep an eye out for Melvin, and then...
Did I say keep an eye out for Melvin? Yeah,
you said keep an eye out for anything that he does.
Oh. I meant to say keep an eye out for anything related to his, like... I said related to Melvin. I should have explained it better as, like, related to his work. His shady business.
Gotcha.
Trafficking. That's what I meant to say. Sorry. I can understand now why you were so confused for a second.
It was a bit confusing.
In terms of metagaming, if I go and grave dig up Melvin and find his pockets, will I find anything?
Nothing in particular. He seemed to purposefully keep most things that matter outside of his that what he brings with him to meetings and such. He just really has what's required for getting to the location and back. So, nothing really.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't didn't we give a sending stone to Serenity? And Yenler gave one to me?
Yes.
Okay, so if she finds them, she'll contact me. In that case, I'm trying to tie up loose ends here as much as I can so I don't, like, fail on a side quest. I want to go back to the inn to do a last double check on her, see if she's fine. So that'll be where my destination will be. Is I'm going to the inn to see what's happening.
Let me hang out here. Okay. So whenever you get to the inn, keep in mind that you guys have done a whole lot in the span of a day. Last time you were here was yesterday morning.
That is true.
So whenever you enter, she is still inside. Although she is no longer talking to what appeared to be that merchant or whatever rich guy was currently there. Instead, she is kind of behind the counter, kind of tidying up.
So she already signed. She's getting ready. I guess I'll just walk up to the counter.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Pause. You're good. Super sorry, my guy. We have like a last minute emergency type thing.
You're good. I'm so sorry. You're good. No, you're good.
Yes.
Help me! I'm stuck here for 2 more weeks! Yeah, I hear that all day. I'm stuck here for 3 weeks. I'm going mentally insane. Butter, the internet they have here is Starlink. Do you know how slow Starlink can be? That's the router!
Hey, my sister says, for what it's worth, she is sorry for this interruption.
Oh, that's so nice. I don't give a fuck.
I'm not saying that. He said thank you. It really means a lot to him.
Put the headphones on.
I'm so funny. So goofy.
Yes, you are.
I'm such a little goofy gabber.
You're a goofy gober!
I could take three at once.
Texting her, I'm making sure that there are no other issues. I don't believe there are any issues with pictures.
Actually, well, she could access the background. She said she could access these 20 pictures. So flee.
Oh, I'm flee?
Flee. I need to be able to talk without mama talking.
Bitch.
Oh, we're talking about drugs, methamphetamines, and illegal
ditty parties.
Because I'm lying, and we're actually talking about say less.
We're actually talking about eye ladies.
Sagex.
Sagex.
Alright.
Yeah, she's tidying up.
She's tidying up behind the counter.
You needed a... You were about to ask, what were we doing last, weren't you?
No, I'm back. I'm here. I remember. You're at the inn.
Yeah, I'm at the inn. I'm gonna walk up to the counter and just, like...
Hey, yo, girl, what's up?
I'm assuming you sold the place? I'm assuming she's not turned. She didn't turn around. She hasn't heard me or anything. I'm just gonna be like... So you sold the place, huh?
Hey, she just turned and says, yes, yes I did. I didn't see you come back last night. Did you find somewhere else to stay?
Yes. I found a little underground hole that I could stay the night in.
Well, it's probably for the best. Tonight's our last day operating.
Mm.
Well, at least under me.
See.
I'm catching a ship the tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? That's good, that's good. Where are you headed, if I may ask?
Of course. Your companion?
Oh, yes, he gave you that D-dinity.
Yes. Yes. Supposedly it's in Maria, so...
That's a good place. I've never been there, but I've heard good things.
Yes, you have been there. You had to go through there, and it was nice.
I've been there. It was nice and pretty. It was great. Very nice. Wasn't Amaria where I got on the boat?
Yes.
Yes. I met my future wife there.
No.
No. Are you sure?
Amaria is where you originally left, because you're from Thalassaros.
Oh,
you have to go through
to
get on the boat to go up here. Yep. You went from Bralnada to Gongrest.
From Thalassaril, I went to Amaria. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you had to go up through Amaria to Neum.
Ah, yes. Oh, it's a good place. I've only been there once. So, but it looked nice.
Well, I'm hoping that it'll be a fresh start for us.
I will say it is bordering Thalassaril. Be careful not to piss off any high elves.
I wasn't planning on it. Is there a particular reason?
My people are very, very proud individuals. So if you hurt their pride or get under their skin, things can go pretty badly. Trust me, I would know. I'm one of them.
I understand. Thank you for the warning.
Yes. Also, avoid dark elves if you can. Most likely they're refugees.
I thought they've all been killed off.
No, there's still some stragglers. Okay. I mean, the dream is for world eradication, but... Here we are. I said that with a smile on my face!
She just kind of says... Well, anyways, would you be needing a room for tonight?
No, I'm just... I'm just tying up loose ends. That sounds very threatening now that I say it out loud.
It does, but
I'm just
ask questions of the High Elves.
I am just making sure that everything that I have done in this town stays in this town and doesn't come back for me.
Very well.
And I mean, mainly just wanted to make sure you're all right and that you're good to go. Other than that, I don't need anything. I'm just making sure that every place that I've been to just knows that if for some reason they need to find me, don't.
Very well. Okay. Best of luck to you, I guess.
You too. Now, if for some reason your in-laws come looking for you, I don't know, kill them. Hide the body.
I don't think I would do that.
Insight check. Will she kill her in-laws if they come looking for her?
Go ahead and roll perception.
Perception or insight?
Insight would probably be the right thing, sorry.
Okay. That is a 16.
A 16, all right.
Hang on.
The fact that you got a roll 2 scares me.
Well, I mean, how else would we play the game?
That is true. But normally if a character says they're not going to kill someone, they most likely mean it.
Well, in that case. She appears to be lying if you were 100% kill her in-laws.
Yes, yes, yes. As soon as she says that she would never do that, I give her, like, the slowest wink possible, just like a...
And she just kind of goes...
Yeah. Yes.
Anyways, best of luck to you and your journey.
You too. Alrighty. Good luck with the moving out, and I just... disappear into the back. I guess my next destination, I'm gonna go to the guards tower.
Oh. May I ask what your generalized idea is here?
To make sure there's no bad blood, and hopefully they don't come looking for us. But I'm gonna be, like, super polite and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna, like, walk in. I'm just gonna get to, like, the outside area.
Okay. So, yeah, as you kind of head towards the guard tower, I know you're gonna hate me. I have to be right back. I will try to be super quick.
You're good.
Really, I'm trying. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. You're fine. I don't blame you. Alrighty, DM bot. How do we kill him? Ooh, I like that idea. That's a good idea. But what if we were to do it, like, a little more spectacularly? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if we add a little bit of flair to the plan? You don't think flair would be good? Dang, that's sad. That's a really good plan, DMBot. You're very smart. Intelligent, some might even say. now.
I'm so sorry. I know I'm a horrible person.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Luckily, I'm pretty much done with most of my things.
Yeah. Okay. So you head up to the guard tower.
Yeah.
The guard is kind of standing outside. However, whenever he notices you approaching, he immediately tenses up, as this is the same guard that you guys basically blackmailed.
Oh, you mean?
Well, tricked into bringing you to the main office, then.
Oh, the guy that I kept calling cute.
Yeah.
Just gonna be like, "Hey, guy. Hey, man. How you doing?"
He kind of takes his spear, kind of points it towards you, says, "Look, just because."
Hey, whoa.
Just because the commander said that you're free to go doesn't mean you can come back.
I'm here to apologize. To you and to everyone else.
That makes everything okay.
Well, maybe not okay, but, you know, it might make my conscience feel better.
Well, don't bother. I don't want your apologies.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Dang. The stuff I said earlier, or last time, I wasn't lying.
You can see, like, a moment where he, like, thinks back and says,
I don't need your apologies. Keep them to yourselves.
Objectively speaking, you're a nice-looking guy.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
I don't know why you keep saying, just move on with our lives.
Okay, I'm just giving you a compliment. Sorry. Jeez. Is there a way I can speak to the commander?
There's not a way.
Do we need to do this again? I see that I'm raising your blood pressure. I would like to apologize once more.
I'm going to go get the watch commander myself. He will decide. And we can
That's
go
fine.
From there.
That's fine. I'm just trying to apologize.
Stay here.
I will stay
outside.
Here.
Not inside.
What? May I at least ask your name?
No, you may
Technically,
not.
You're obligated to give your badge number and your name.
I don't know where you heard that.
It's in the rule book. Look in your rule book.
That's...
Can I persuade him? Can I persuade him to think that it's in the rule book? Okay. I need to do a persuasion check. Let me get my thing out. Okay, perform persuasion. Okay, that is a... I'm gonna get a lucky this. I'm so glad I luckied that. Because that is a dirty 20.
A dirty 20.
Yes.
When you say that it's in the rulebook, he kind of pauses for a second and says, was it?
Yeah, section C-28.
Very well. My name is Hedden Noble. I don't know why you need to know that.
I just wanted to say, I am sorry. Hedden Noble, is that your name? Did I say that right?
Well, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Is his name Hedden Noble?
Hedden, H-E-D-E-N.
Hedden. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry, Hedden. I just wanted to say that. Now, if you would mind grabbing the commander, if he's willing. I just want to clear the air.
Very well. I'll go see if he's available.
Good. Yes. Thank you.
He's got this.
I did not say that. As he's doing that, is there any other guards around?
There is another guard. However, he has kind of retreated and is trying to stay out of sight, so that way he's not... You won't notice him. However, you do notice him because he's not very good at hiding, and he's wearing shiny armor. And my sister hates me! I'll be right back.
This feels like I'm on Hulu with ads.
Sorry, that was golden. I had to tell her that.
I could read your lips saying it. Hulu with ads. He's wearing shiny armor, right?
Very shiny armor.
Does he look gay?
Think of the most gay person you have ever seen, and then add a rainbow to it.
So that's a yes. He looks.
Oh, very much so.
Hey, you, Mr. Guard, may I talk with you for a second?
Yes. How can I help you?
Well, you know, the other guard that I was talking to, I'm pretty good friends with him, and he seems to be that of a lonely sort. And, you know, he said in privacy that he really likes you. And I'm just trying to help a brother out. Yes, he said he was very into you.
I'm sorry, and we're speaking about Hedin, right?
Yes, we are.
Hedin likes me?
I do believe so. I do believe
I
that was
he had
the
a
word
girlfriend.
To choose.
Well.
Well. you know, you should try giving him some more hints.
You know, I always thought he was straight, so, you know, kind of just didn't even mention anything, but now there's a chance.
There's always a chance, my friend.
Maybe you're right.
You know, you should approach him as any normal man would and ask him out to just go grab a bite to eat at the local bar. And then things might go somewhere. You never know.
Are you sure he said that about me?
Well, he didn't say it exactly, but, you know, he's very shy on the inside, so. But he was hinting at it.
Hedin?
Yes.
Are we speaking about the same person right now?
Yes. The one that was just over there and then walked back, you know, very afraid of me.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, that is the first time I've ever seen him be afraid. Maybe I don't know him as good as I want to.
You
oh,
never
thank
know.
You. Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Yinler.
Yinler. I'll be sure to remember you, and I'm sure to thank you at our wedding.
You're welcome. Alright, are we gonna go back and wait for him?
Oh yeah, is that what you wanna do?
Oh, before he does, I'm just gonna before I leave him, she'd be like, if you ever, you know, if you're ever talking to him, you should compliment him. He really likes some weird compliments.
Really?
He gets very shy when you compliment him about his, you know, muscular body.
Huh. I never thought that he would appreciate compliments. Thanks for the heads
you know,
up.
He's very shy. But, you know, shyness is a form of, you know, happiness to some. You should try it.
Thank you.
Are you? I'm gonna get back to what I was doing. Good luck. And I'm gonna go back. What is your name? Yinler. Yinler.
Are you gonna start using Yinler as just a name drop every time something goes wrong? What is your name? My name is Yinler. Yinler Windseeker.
Can I please, whenever Nate's new character comes, can I please introduce myself as Yinler?
I grant you. DM authorization. Nate
yes.
Anytime you so desire.
Nate can't do anything about it now because Yinler's gone.
He'll be like, who's a Yinler? You don't seem like a Yinler.
It says right there, Yinler, just says Arendelle. Alrighty. I'm gonna wait for the guard. if he ever comes back.
Yeah, all right. He comes back after the additional 5 minutes, and he says, thanks for waiting.
No problem. I had a very good chat with some of the other guards here.
He kind of looks nervous for a second, but just kind of ignores it. The commander is unfortunately very busy, and unfortunately cannot see you today. However, he did tell me to wish you the best of luck on your future endeavors, and that you can promptly forget about any issues or disagreements that you may have previously had here, as the slate has been wiped clean.
Hey, that's all I wanted. Pass along that I am deeply sorry for how we acted, especially with the chair incident.
Yes, the chair incident.
If you ask him, he will not tell you. And I don't think I should tell you either, because then he'll get really upset.
I see. Okay, well, either way, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. You may go now.
I wish you a lovely night tonight at the bar. And I just turn around and walk away.
How did you know I drink tonight?
Yes.
A gay romance.
Imagine he's actually gay. And I just gave soulmates their chance.
Well, you just never know. You
and Ian Lair gets invited, not me.
So, imagine if, like, years later, not years later, but in-game years later, Stegan, like, Ian Lair comes back for, like, a one-shot or whatever, and he's like, yeah, for some reason, I went to this, like, random wedding.
I went to this random wedding. They invited me, so, like, me and my wife just went.
This is pretty random, not gonna lie. It's
pretty random. They said I was
two guards. although the weird thing is, towards the end of the evening, they said that I wasn't Yin Lair. I don't know what was up with that.
Yes, dude. We have to do an after campaign one shot. Time skip and everything.
Anyways, now where do you plan to go?
I would like to go back to the warehouse and kind of just, like, chill and wait for information to arrive, no matter how many days that takes.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out, like, the main goal is I want to open that safe, and I believe the previous boss would know how.
Okay. So, you're just gonna go back to the warehouse and just kind of wait it out. Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna wait.
Well, whenever you get back to the warehouse, Serenity kind of runs up to you and says, we have news. Apparently he hopped on a carriage. A boat. Apparently at sea right now. Unfortunately, the manifest that he claimed to the manifest he should have been on, the boat that he should have been on, he's not. We have a spy on that ship and he's not actually there, so he either is not on a boat at all, or on a separate boat entirely. We're not entirely sure, unfortunately.
Interesting. Out of all the people who was in and out of this office, who would you say is the most?
Well, other than him, it would probably be me.
Do you know of any, like, hidden goodies in this room?
Well, there's the, the hidden door over there that you've already seen. I believe that's it.
Are you sure about that?
That's all that I know of, unfortunately.
Well, you never know who's watching you. And I take the painting and I take it off.
She just kind of looks surprised for a second. And he goes, that's interesting. I did not know that was there.
I'm trying to figure out what's inside of it, just for my curiosity.
I see. Well, we could probably hire a mage to try and break in.
Do we have anyone currently here who's good at, you know, trying to unlock things that don't have locks?
Well, That's why I said probably a wizard or sorcerer. I believe they have a spell. I forget the name of it, but it's supposed to unlock anything locked with the arcane.
Yes. How much would it cost to hire a sorcerer, per se?
Well, she kind of looks down at her clipboard and begins flipping through some of the pages she has here. She goes, yeah, I thought so. We actually have somebody who owes us a significant sum. We could just get him to come open it, I would dare say.
Yes.
Is that what you would like?
Yes, bring him over as soon as possible.
Of course. Let's see. We could probably get him here within the hour, actually.
Ooh, within the hour? That's even better. Hey, keep doing good and you might get a promotion.
Excuse my ignorance, but a promotion to where?
I don't know, a better second in command? I don't know, it just means more pay.
Oh. Very well, sir. she kind of just, with a new smile on her face, just kind of turns around and goes to get the man for you.
Yeah. What do you mean? Am I getting fired? No, I'm just going to pay you more.
She literally was like, for a second, like, what does a promotion mean in this context?
Last time Yinler said promotion, he killed the man. You're getting promoted to hell. That's crazy.
That is kind of crazy, not going to lie. By the way, I love the fact that you never got the name of that guard.
You're right. I never got the guards, the Gayard's name.
Do you want to know it?
Yeah.
Silas Everbrook.
Everbrook. Does that That's name...
a pretty gay name.
Does Everbrook mean anything in this town?
Not that you would know.
He just likes going around saying his full name. That's pretty gay.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just gonna wait around, waiting for that,
Yeah, just wait around. Does this warehouse have, like, its own, like, tinkering station with, like, a blacksmith setup?
No, there's not, unfortunately. It really is just a warehouse with an office and a secret room to sleep in.
So, there's nothing but like a forge.
It also does have a, like, a dock area. Where they kind of smuggle in goods, but nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
There's nothing over there that you could use.
How far away is the blacksmith that we killed?
That's across town, so a good like 10-minute walk.
10-minute walk.
Means 10 minutes there, 10 minutes back, 20 minutes.
20-minute travel. Yeah. Can I? Since I have an hour until the mage gets here.
Well, she said within the hour. It's possible it takes as little as 15 minutes.
Then I'll just stay. And I would like to work on the blueprints for my grappling hook. See if I can make it better and perfect.
Go ahead and roll an intelligence check.
I'm good at intelligence. Am I good at intelligence?
You should be.
I should be.
Is that your spellcasting?
Yeah.
Lord, why does this water taste so tasty?
That is an 18, but I can make it a 23.
Are you making it a 23?
I am making it a 23. I'm going to have a lot of long rests, so.
All right. With a 23, good, sir. You are able to find a couple inefficiencies in your design, kind of go through some iterations. It's turning less and less like a proof of concept and more and more like an actual proper design.
Yeah.
However, at about 38 minutes in, she kind of knocks on the door. I have the wizard here.
Good. Bring him in.
She kinda opens
I'm gonna put my hood on, by the way, as he enters. I'm just gonna be like this.
As she opens the door, and a very old man with gray hair, you're very stereotypical wizard. Nothing too much stands out about him. although he does seem to be on the very much older side.
Ah, I see.
He's using his staff not only as a spellcasting focus, but also to lean on.
I see.
He has trouble, like, he's that old. He is human. Yes, human. He kind of walks in and he looks around, he says,
why are we invisible, I imagine?
Oh, my hood. I take the hood off.
Well, hello. I imagine you're now the leader of this banking enterprise.
She just kind of, like, looks at you and just kind of says,
Yes, I have recently acquired the position of CEO here.
Yes, and this bank has always been very good to me.
Yes.
You know, I've taken out a couple loans for some spellcasting requirements, and you know, the payments have always been fair.
Yes.
I understand that you just need my assistance with something, and I will be, some of my debt will be taken off a little bit.
Yes, indeed. This safe behind me was managed by the previous owner, and he did not tell me how to open it. If you can manage to open this safe with some of your spells, I will generously clear off 40% of your debt.
40%? Well, you are certainly nicer than the previous operator of the establishment.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure I have a spell in here somewhere. Where did I put my spell book?
Shane got older.
It's on my hip, I'm sorry. Okay.
Take your time. I still got hundreds of years to live.
Kind of reaches into his pocket and pulls out some glasses and just kind of does the really old person thing.
Let's see. No, that's a fireball. No, not that one. No, that one never worked. No. No. There's a funny story behind this one. You know, back years ago, whenever, you know, I went adventuring with some of my fellow friends, you know, we found a goblin camp, you know, mm-hmm. and my friends, they had some very, you know, they were some smart fellas, you know, and they had me cast this, the spell. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, it was it's called grease. Yes. They had me just pour more and more and more onto them. You know, basically I was exhausted for days. And anyway. Long story short, we burned them all to the ground. Like the pigs good. They are.
Good. But, I like the way you think.
Yes. Well, goblins are horrible monsters. Yes. Here we go. Knock. I knew it was in here somewhere. All right. Let's see. All right. This is gonna take a little bit. Do you have any taffy?
Taffy. I look over to the second of kin. Do we have taffy here?
She just kind of says, "Actually, we do." In preparation of your arrival, we made sure to get some of your favorites. As she kind of peeks out the door and grabs a little bowl, she says, "Here's your taffy."
There you go, good sir. Here's your taffy.
Oh, thank you. You're so nice. Okay.
We spiked him with weed, right?
Why would you want to spike your wizard with weed?
I wish. Shit! Expelliarmus!
Expelliarmus? No, it's not spiced with weed.
That'd be funny.
You know, man. He just, like, in the split second, he goes, "All right, well, that's a knock." Like, in a very commanding voice. As just for a moment, you see a lot of magic power coming from him. And the safe just kind of pops open a little bit.
He says, "Yes, well, you know, I still have it in me, you know. Well, yeah, is there anything else that you need of me?
Since I have you.
Yes, yes.
Butter, can I pull out the magical, like, stone that I got from the underground that I still have?
The magical, you mean the spinny stone?
Yeah, it was like the, they're named something.
Let me see, I can pull it up. Items. We've got...
It was...
They're Umber Stones.
Umber Stones. What was the one that was powering machinery at, what was it, Natalie's place?
There were two that were somehow powering it. There was a cyan one and there was a yellow one.
Cyan one and yellow one. I'm gonna pull out the stone that I have and be like, I know that these are called Umber Stones. I was wondering if you knew anything about them. Like maybe the cyan variants or the yellow variants.
Umber Stone, you say? I don't remember ever seeing that. Can I can I hold it then?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's seems to bear a striking resemblance to old magic items. Back when they were forged with iron instead of enhanced with magic. You know, I would bet if I...
As you once again sense a little bit of magic, you know, leaving his fingertips into the stone, and it begins to spin.
Oh, yes, that's... Yes, that... Here, let me just put that there. That's a...
Did he just recharge it?
He says, yeah, that bears a lot of resemblance to the old magic items we used to have. I think they're called relics nowadays, but...
Interesting. If I pick up the stone, does it look different now? Is it like... did he, like, put anything into it?
It does seem a little bit different. I mean, it's still, like, actively trying to spin as you kind of pick it up. Whereas previously it seemed kind of like a piece of coal, right? Where it was, like, mm-hmm. very dull.
Yeah.
A dull black. And now it seems to be closer to, like, obsidian, where it's a shiny black.
Interesting.
He says... I would imagine, just like previous items, if it works on similar concepts, it'll probably not last for long like that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a feeling. But I just thought I'd ask, since you're here. If that's the case, then, since you gave me an entertaining show, that's 45% of your debt gone, good sir.
Oh, well, pleasure doing business with you, as I'm sure it will continue to be. Please do let me know if you require my assistances again.
I will. Thank you very much for stopping by.
No, thank you.
As he kind of turns and begins to walk out the room.
I'm going to look to the second in command and just ask, how much did he owe us?
Only 50 gold.
That's so sad, but mark down 45%.
Very well. He's certainly an older gentleman. He's been banking with us for years.
That's good to hear. 50 gold coins is a lot of money for a commoner.
Yes, well, he's always been good on his payments.
That's very good to hear. If you could do me a favor...
Yes,
I'm willing to stay longer if you can find out any information on these things called Umber Stones. They are acquired from the underground place of... What was it called?
Colnada.
Colnada. Have you ever heard of it?
Colnada, is that a nation? Or a cave?
It is a nation filled with lizard people.
She kind of...
Underground.
She kind of pauses. No, I personally have not heard anything of the sort.
Well, that was back in Brelnada, right?
Well,
or the actual place where Brelnada resides. The nation
of Lumenevia.
Yeah, it resides in Lumenevia, but it might still be reaching to here. If you can dig up any information on that, I would be grateful.
Pun intended or not intended?
What was the pun? I didn't even notice the pun.
Dig up any information. Oh,
pun not intended.
And very well. I will put some feelers out. Although, I should warn you, I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that.
Well, it doesn't matter if you've heard of it or not. I've been there, and this stone is proof. And I need it.
I see. Okay, but I'll definitely do some asking.
If you can't find anything within 2 days, let me know. And then we can avoid that topic and just arrange the ride, and I can get out of here for now.
Very well. I will I'll go see what I can do. Is there anything else you require of me?
You know, how would you like to temporarily be the boss when I'm away? Like, fully.
She just kind of chuckles. I mean, no offense to you at all, but I kind of already have the responsibility of being the boss. I just make the big decisions. The thing is, so.
That's what I'm asking. Do you want to make the big decisions?
Well, I certainly think I would. I'd be able to do the job very well.
Alrighty. I will think about it, and I'll get back to you.
Very well. Thank you.
Yes.
She turns around and leaves.
What's in the safe?
My friend.
Yeah, don't tell me it's nothing.
As you open the door. Wisdom saving throw.
Wow, you're an asshole. Wait.
It doesn't matter. Wisdom saving throw.
You an asshole. wisdom. Where is wisdom? Oh.
I got a +0 to wisdom.
Oh, Will.
That's fine. I got a +5 to everything. Why are you mocking Andrew?
I'm doing nothing of the sorts.
That's a lucky. I have another lucky, right? I have another one, right? Yeah, I do have another lucky. Yes! Yes! Your DCs aren't that high, so I'm not even going to use it. 8? 23. I got scared midway through.
I know your DCs are not very high, so I'll just take the lower one. 23.
Well, no, I was going to do 18, but then I decided to use Flash of Genius.
It's a good thing you did, because 18 would not have worked.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
As you open the safe, you are kind of momentarily just filled with a sense of fear and danger, as almost every instinct inside of you tells you to close it and leave. But you're able to push through and overcome that instinct, as sitting in the safe is a single piece of paper, exuding almost an evil aura.
With my metal hand, can I pick it up and see if I can read it?
Sure. Let me quickly check something real quick.
What the fuck have you put in this thing, dude? What is this? What have you done?
As you kind of look at it, you are able to read it, as it is just written in common.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to read it?
I would like to read it.
You would like to read it?
I would like to read it.
Very well, very well. Let's do one of these. There you go.
Dark Moonblood, you're to refer to as the supplicant enters into. And Nate beat this guy? The ability to drain vitality from the living with the touch? It's an additional binding clause. The supplicant shall not relent nor turn aside from this goal. For the unbreakable oath. Should the supplicant attempt to defy or destroy the contract, the flesh will wither, or the bones shall break. What? First or second warning. This contract is bound by the unholy sigil of the benefactor marked in the ink of shadow. Cited in blood and shadow, Clark Moonblood. Seal in perfect smudged inked. Corrections attempted, but abandoned. What the fuck? Did I just stumble across his contract? Which means I'm not the benefactor, or anybody. I can rip it and he dies.
Right? For the record.
No, it states that if he tries to do it.
And even if it did work, it does not say that he'll die.
This is if he tries to destroy it.
The flesh shall wither, the bones shall break, and the mind shall be devoured by ceaseless whispers. Nowhere does it say he ceases to exist.
Oh. Oh. I see. This seems like something important to him.
Probably.
I'm gonna put it in my bag of holding.
You're just gonna keep this on you?
For now? Yes. I want Shane to look at it.
Okay. Very well.
Have I ever heard of anything related to the Pact of the Blood Moon?
No, not specifically, no.
Okay.
Now, for the record, the name, Vezithor, would ring a bell, although you can't for the life of you remember where.
Can I roll a history check to see?
I'm gonna be honest with you, it would be pointless, you're not gonna reach that DC.
Not even if I rolled my max, which could be like a 28.
Sorry.
Okay, that's fair.
This is something, one of those times that you cannot remember.
When elves sleep, it says I can dream, right?
It does, you can dream. I believe you can choose what to dream.
If that's the case, can I dream of the name?
While meditating, you can dream after a fashion. Such dreams are actually mental exercises that have become reflexive through years of practice.
Oh, I see. So probably not.
I need to know what that...
I never knew that was... Does that mean, like, I can dream... I can do, like, mental training to perfect something?
Let me Google exactly what that means.
That sounds exactly like mental training.
It doesn't
training.
Mean anything special in D&D, but it's rather just an English expression. In this context, dream after fashion is an idiom meaning that you can kind of dream. It's not real dreaming the way that other races experience dreams. Rather, it's something that elves can do that mimics dreaming.
So it's not creating anything. It's just mimicking what we know and see.
It's not dreams in the way that we think of them. Rather, it's just the elves' version of dreaming, i.e. thinking about something while asleep.
Is it possible to think
about something while
asleep? Is it possible to think about that name while I go rest?
Sure.
If that's the case. What time is it now?
At this point, it would be...
Like 4 or 5?
Yeah, it'd be a bit closer, like 2:33-ish. Okay.
If that's the case, I would like to be in my chair meditating while trying to think.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me a history check.
Look at this dice.
Okay. That's good.
Now, are you taking a short rest or long rest, or are you just trying to meditate?
I guess I'll try to take a long rest while I'm at it, so I can charge up my stuff.
Okay. So you're going to sit there for 4 hours.
Yes, and my history check will be a 29.
Wow.
I got a 16 plus 8 plus 5.
In that case, good sir, you do kind of make a connection. You can't exactly remember what the name is, but you do remember that you either heard it or read it somewhere when you were very young. Possibly you learned this name in school, or it was referenced in a book, or somebody at some point mentioned it.
If... I'm assuming I got my long rest, right?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll just do that. If I had an idea that I may have read it in a book as a child or in school, can I send a message using Leafwise Messenger to my my comrade, not like my family?
Yeah.
I just want to put the note, sure, just can. Like, does this name ring a bell? And I'm just going to put the name there.
Okay.
Or does writing the name kind of just like make me into a pact with a demon now?
I mean, who knows, you know? Some to risk.
But yeah, I would like to send that with Leafwise Messenger.
Alright. You send it. However, you do not immediately get a response.
That is fine. In that case, for the majority of time, I'm just going to be waiting on her to get back to me, him to get back to me. And in the meantime, just tinker around with grappling hooks to, you know, make them ready for an actual, like, build attempt.
Okay.
So that's what I'll do. And we'll just pass time.
And what did you say you're kind of waiting on? Just, like, in general, you're going to wait multiple days, or...?
As much time as it takes for either him to respond to me or her to get back to me with anything on Umbrastones or the trip to the other place.
Okay. Well, as you wait and wait and wait, she doesn't come back, but you do get a response from your Leafwise Messenger as another whatchamacallit, a leaf from a nearby plant kind of close to you, the usual. When you grab it and read it, essentially he says that the name sounds familiar, but he couldn't find anything to corroborate that name.
Gotcha.
He sent this back after a couple of hours, so it's pretty clear that he has been thinking about this.
Okay.
And actually trying to do some research for you.
Okay. Got it. I guess for the most part, I'm just awaiting her, making sure that everything's good. Just the normal.
Okay. Well, as you wait and wait, the hours begin to tick by until it's now definitely like midnight, if not later. Did you want to go ahead and go to sleep, or are you just good since you took a long rest earlier?
Since I took a long rest earlier, I'll just keep fiddling around with the blueprints, trying to find out if there's any impurities, imperfections, and then try to make like an actual like state where I can build it fully.
Okay.
Since I'm just wasting time here.
Go ahead and roll me another We'll go just intelligence check for that.
Intelligence? That's 26?
26.
Wait. Yep, yes, 26. 26.
You definitely make progress. Just generalize, nothing, no big milestones or anything that you hit.
Good. Good. As long as I'm getting closer and closer. I want to be able to do, like, get over here!
Get over here. Well,
what happened there?
Computer. How do I put the Joker in the Phantom Zone? Quickest route, no freeways.
I love that movie so much. This Foundry dead?
No, okay, it's back. We're good.
There we go.
That was weird. Okay. Anyways. I'm sorry, did you say you were going to take a nap or not?
No.
Okay.
I already rested earlier, so I'm good.
Well, you kind of just are sitting there, doing your own stuff, generalized, working on your blueprints as the hours roll by into the morning, as you hear people kind of doing stuff outside the office in the warehouse. You know, getting stuff done into the afternoon, then the evening, then night, as you then decide it's probably best to go to bed.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'll sleep this night.
Take a nice long rest. You know, you wake up in the morning, afternoon, and then finally... That evening, she comes and knocks on the door.
Coming.
Hey. So, we weren't able to find anything.
Interesting.
About
I had a feeling.
Any of the topics of conversation. It appears that our previous boss, Clark, he's nowhere to be found, as far as we can tell.
It's nobody fine, I have leverage on him anyways.
Okay. Nobody has heard of a Colnada or an Umberstone. I did, however, get to talk with the, with our transportation friend.
Yes.
He said transportation into Bontranton is going to be more expensive than it was just to go to Snowvale. So it would be about 14,000.
14,000 gold or 1,400 gold?
Well, the amount that he quoted me was 14,000.
And how much was the other trip?
The trip for you in there was, 12,500.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. How much do I have? You bastard, you looked at my gold count.
I actually did not.
I swear to you, I didn't. 14,000.
I thought Yenler gave you some, but oops.
For any reason, do they owe us anything?
Well, they do, actually. They owe us, from back whenever they were setting up the original Enterprise, somewhere in the neighborhood of, appears to be about 8,000.
Contact them and say if we can remove their debt and I pay 3,000 extra, if they'll accept that.
Very well. I will reach out to them shortly. And she kind of turns around and leaves. And at that, we're going to take a quick brief pause because my sister hates us playing games.
Hey, I was expecting the ads. It's Hulu. And even worse, it's YouTube on a TV without premium.
Meth and drugs are good for the bones.
They are.
Okay. So, after a short bit, and by a short bit, I mean like 4 hours,
yeah,
she comes back and says, well, I discussed it with them, and they have agreed under the criteria that you carry no, luggage.
Do bags of holding count as luggage?
They do not.
Then I'm fine with that.
Fantastic. They've just asked some preliminary questions.
Mm-hmm.
Your average weight and roughly when you would like to leave.
When I would like to leave? Before I ask what time I'd like to leave, just a second, I'm getting a call from my friends.
Hey.